Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Radio. Our next guest is Paula Norton. Paula Norton always wanted to be a writer. And she was finally convinced by her husband, Jack, to follow her dream. And together over cocktails and dinner, Paula and Jack would concoct unique ways to kill people. Yes, you heard me correctly. Paula, tell us, what the heck is this all about?
I always wanted to be a writer. Jack finally shamed me into actually doing something about it. I grew up on Nancy Drew. I knew I had to write mysteries. And it all just fell into place. We had wonderful times plotting.
I think that is so...
And we came up with great ways to kill people. It was a lot of fun.
Now, you actually wrote a book, Sweet Dreams, Sweet Death.
That was my first that was published.
And then Dead Drop.
Yes.
And then Deep Secrets and Direct Elimination.
Yes. That's a fencing term.
Yes.
And then Deadly Diamonds just came out this October.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, the twist to the story is that your husband, Jack, is no longer with us. And
he passed away 6 years ago.
Right. But tell everybody the next part of the story, because it's such a great story. Such a great story.
This is a two-part thing. First of all, in August of 2020, I fell on the sidewalk and fractured my skull and nearly bled to death. I was out of commission for many, many months. And all of a sudden, my high school boyfriend, with whom I'd been in touch off and on for years, emailed me and said he was going to be in the area. Would I like to get together? He came to dinner, and he still hasn't left.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
Right now, I'm in Tennessee. We're packing him up to move back to New England with me.
That is such a great story.
And we're catching up on the last 50-odd years. It's delightful. And he has taken over as my partner in crime. He helps me plot.
Oh, how fun. That is such a great story, Paula. And, you know, Paula, I have so many stories of people reconnecting with their high school sweethearts. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
And it's like magic.
It's so interesting. There's a wonderful guy in my building. And when his wife was not the best wife, and she was having many, many affairs, and this is the most handsome, lovely man, but, you know, whatever. And I gave him, when the divorce happened, I gave him a bottle of champagne. I said,
"Oh wow!"
This was the best day of your life. I know you don't feel it today. You're heartsick. You love her. You're going through a hell of a time, but it will be the best day because this was not a healthy marriage, a healthy relationship.
Uh-huh.
And so, fast forward to 5 years. 5 years. He went to his reunion, and this lovely woman, Jill, and they have been together, and he finally found love with an appropriate aged partner, because the first wife was very, very young, and he is so happy, and when you see the two of them together, it just makes you feel so good.
Yeah. It's called karma. Yep.
I believe so.
Tom came into my house. He gave me a hug. And it took about a minute and a half for me to know that we were never going to say goodbye again.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, so, it's pretty special.
And, yes, and so he is moving to be with you.
Yeah, for the past 9 months, we've been going back and forth between Eastern Massachusetts, Trenton, Tennessee, and Delray Beach, Florida. We're tired. We're packing up to head to Easton.
Yeah, yeah. And that is such a great story. And are you working on the next novel right now?
I am almost done with the first draft of the next in the series, and I am having a wonderful time with this story.
And is this one part of a trilogy, or tell me what this one is. Is it a standalone?
It's a series. It's the Amy Lynch Investigations. This is book number 6 in the series that I'm working on now, but they can be read in any order and they're all perfectly fine.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, have you contacted Hallmark Mysteries?
I have not, but I need somebody who has screenwriting knowledge to work with me. But this would make a really good TV series.
Yeah, I'm sure it would. That's why I said it. Yeah.
Yep. I just need the appropriate writing partner.
Yes. And when you put together this series, you have already plotted out how it will unfold?
I am always at least a book ahead of myself in my head. I don't know how or when the series will ever end because I've got a bunch of ideas still that I want to write about.
And
it's a lot faster and easier to think of something than to actually get it written.
Right, right.
And when my skull was fractured, I didn't write for the best part of 9 months. My brain just wouldn't work.
And how are you doing today?
I am, 95% of what I used to be. My balance is a little off, but other than that, I am healed. And in some ways, that was one of the best things that ever happened to me. A near-death experience has a pretty special effect on the way you view the world.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. Absolutely. It changes. It's a game changer in every way.
Yeah. I learned to love what Hallmark would call the magic of ordinary days.
Yes. Yes.
And it has been very good for me.
And to have a partner to share that with is even more spectacular for you.
It's a miracle. And I am loving every day of it.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. So tell us a little bit about this new book, the one that just came out.
The one that just came out is called Deadly Diamonds. My character, Amy Lynch, is an insurance investigator, and she always gets really interesting claims to investigate. This one centers around a rash of diamond thefts all across Massachusetts that she sets out to investigate. And it ends up involving the Irish mafia, and Whitey Bulger is in there for a little bit.
Wonderful.
There is where I live in Easton, which is haunted. And I have my big crash scene on Mountain Road. What got interesting there is that Amy gets a concussion. And when I was lying in the hospital, wondering why God didn't want me, I suddenly realized I had written the concussion scene all wrong. So I had to go back and do it the right way. That was kind of fun.
Oh, that is so great. Now, we have to go, but I love this story, and I wish you the best of luck. Give us the website of how people can find you and the books.
I am at pknortonauthor.com. The books are all on Amazon and in fine bookstores everywhere.
And your late husband must be smiling down at you.
I think he is. I think he's loving every minute of it.
Yeah, yeah. To think he encouraged you, and here you are now. Thank you so much for being with us today, Paula. And congratulations on your newest book and all of the endeavors. And thank you for keeping love alive. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
Love is a man, and he's mine.